All right, our last case is 12-29, Cincinnati Bar Association versus Kathleen Hardy. And my indications are that Ms. Hardy has not checked in, is not present.
That's my understanding, Your Honor.
And you're Mr. Adams?
I am Mr. Adams on behalf of the Bar Association.
And this is a show cause hearing?
Seeking a finding of contempt based upon the order of this court, subsequent of this court, for a mental examination. She has never submitted to one except in the probate court proceedings, which we don't have. And it would be my suggestion that a finding of contempt be entered, subject to curing, if you will, by obtaining a psychiatric evaluation.
Do you know where Ms. Hardy is now?
I'm sorry?
Do you know where she is?
No. Last I heard, she was in North Carolina, but she still is practicing law.
Practicing law where?
We don't know. She never returns calls. She never communicates.
How do you know she's practicing law?
Because we have her readmission or her attorney registration number and information. I mean, as far as we know, she's practicing. We have to assume that as a part of the grievance committee. I mean, we can't just sit by knowing that there's an order of mental illness finding and not take the steps. I mean, she has it within her power to do all sorts of
things. She's not under a mental illness suspension?
No, we never got a suspension.
But she has been adjudicated by
mentally
the probate court.
We did not file the action to have her adjudicated mentally incompetent. I don't know whether her family did or
but that was done by the
probate
court. It did find her to be mentally incompetent.
Yes.
And that is
an
ongoing order.
Yes.
There's no relief from that case.
Not that we're aware of. There were several findings of confinement issues and some taking medication issues.
Right, right.
So it seems to be a problem that...
Does she have a guardian?
I'm sorry?
Does she have a guardian appointed by the
probate court? No, not that we can tell.
How can you be found incompetent and not be appointed a guardian? Has anybody
looked? She had an attorney appointed by the court for the hearing, his appointment was limited to the hearing. The probate court hearing.
Has the grievance committee looked up the probate case and looked at the filings?
We can't. The files are essentially sealed. We made a motion with Judge Sissel in probate court to get access to the files for these purposes to answer some of these questions. And
what do we order her to do if she's incompetent to get herself to a psychiatrist? I mean, I'm certainly not reluctant
incarcerated
until she does such when you have an incompetency issue. I mean, that doesn't seem right. What are you recommending we
do? I recommend get the medical, the psychiatric evaluation, and in the meantime, we're going to indefinitely suspend you from the practice, and which all obviously is subject to further order of the court, pending what the psychiatric evaluation says or what position she might take.
So as a result of the contempt finding, there would be an interim suspension.
That would be what we would request, Your Honor, yes.
Is it a mental health?
I'm sorry?
Would it be a mental health?
Yes. Let me put it this way, Your Honor. I would phrase it in terms of violation of the contempt, as a finding of the contempt, because under the mental health, that the temporary suspension under that, it doesn't seem to be applicable, an interim suspension. That talks about...
We basically don't have
the
findings.
We don't have a report that would indicate
that's
that
right.
She's mentally ill, and we can't access the probate court's findings of incompetency, danger to herself or others, whatever their language is. We don't even know if she's compliant with medication under the terms of the probate case. So there is the ability to suspend her as a consequence of the contempt.
Right.
And she can cure that by the mental illness examination. But I'm concerned about your opening representations that you're presuming that she's practicing law. Has the disciplinary process in Cincinnati done a records check with the clerk of courts to see if there's any filings on behalf of where she is the attorney of record?
Your Honor, I'm not sure that we have. I'm not sure we have. We have an affidavit in the file from the lawyer in Cincinnati who operates the volunteer lawyer for the Lawyers for the Poor program through the legal aid.
Pro bono case?
Pro bono cases. Yeah. And she came, after she was found to be mentally incompetent, she came to that office and picked up 10 cases. And when the affiant found out that she had been adjudicated, how she found out, I'm not sure, but she removed her from all 10 of those cases. Whether she intends to practice more, or I just don't know. From our perspective...
When was that?
That affidavit is Virginia Conlon Whitman. Let me find it here.
When you say she's practicing... or maybe practicing, you're basing it on the fact that she is active on the rolls and has no temporary or interim suspension. So from a standpoint of what she is permitted to hold herself out to the public as, she is a fully licensed attorney in the state of Ohio.
That's right, Your Honor, her past conduct.
You don't really have any current indication that she's doing anything, but there's nothing that prohibits her from engaging in the practice.
That's right, and we view it as our obligation to provide the protection to the public, and of course her past conduct of after the hearing was held and she was found mentally incompetent, she went and picked up 10 cases.
And that's what my question was. When was that?
Oh, that was. It does not say. I was under the impression that it had happened afterwards, but she clearly had the cases after she was mentally incompetent.
Do you have the affidavit there in front of you?
Yes.
What's the date of the affidavit?
Oh, the affidavit is dated March 25th, 2011.
Okay. So a year ago.
Yes.
A year ago this affidavit was filled out. And it refers to past activity, and they had ceased her involvement with the pro bono program in Hamilton County at least as of a year ago, if not farther back.
Exactly, Your Honor. And the one strange thing, and there are two things in this record that really stand out in my judgment, and that is that she hasn't engaged anyone in terms of rectifying this business about her mental incompetency. If she had engaged us or the panel and said, "I'm okay now," or "Here's a report," then I think we're not in the business of just disbarring or seeking a disbarment of somebody because that happened at one time. But this...
You
this,
know that she's been served with
yes.
communications from the Cincinnati Bar.
She has been served at her address, and I must tell Your Honor that the address that she has in there, it's listed on your sheets.
It's 9891 Montgomery Road.
Yep.
Okay.
And that is a box ink, one of those like UPS things. That number is a box number.
264. That's a box. Okay.
What's your last contact with her, Mr. Adams?
At least I think she called the general counsel of the Bar Association, seeking advice in Kentucky on her divorce that was going forward in Kentucky, and I think that was a year or so ago, but I can't give you exactly
Thank you.
That time.
So basically, but the status is that she's not communicated in the last year or so.
Oh yes.
We think she may be even in another state. She still has the ability to practice, and she's not complied with the mental health suspension. But she may, for all we know, be incapable of complying if she's still in a mental illness. So, but the interim suspension will at least remove her ability to practice and then see where we go from there.
That's right.
Do you know if she's licensed in Kentucky?
I don't know. I don't. She, this was her personal divorce, and I don't. Right. I don't know if she was practicing or not.
Okay. Anything further?
I don't have anything further, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Adams. Thank you very much. All right, Marshall, will you adjourn court, please?
All rise. Hear me, hear me, hear me. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.